Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building one of the most classic jungle and old school drum and bass effects, a dub siren with a crunchy sampler texture in Ableton Live 12. This is not about making a shiny modern lead sound. We want something raw, urgent, a little broken, and full of attitude. Think rave warning signal, tape echo, old sampler grime, and those big dubby tails sitting over a rolling breakbeat. That's the vibe. Now, before we touch any devices, here's the key mindset. Treat this like an FX phrase, not a melody. A dub siren works best when it feels like a signal, a response, or a tension builder inside the track. It's usually short, simple, and very musical in a minimal way. That simplicity is what makes it hit. Let's start with the bass sound. Create a MIDI track and load up Operator. You could also use Wavetable, but Operator is perfect for this kind of classic. Clean starting point. Set oscillator to a sine wave or a triangle wave. Sine is smoother and more dubby. Triangle is a little brighter and can cut through the mix a bit more. For a beginner, I'd say start with sine, then switch to triangle later if you want a bit more edge. Turn the filter on and set it to low pass. Keep the attack at zero, the decay fairly short, the sustain low, and the release short as well. We want a stabby, immediate tone rather than a long-held pad. If you play a note now, it should already feel like the start of a siren, but the real character comes from movement. For the note choice, keep it simple. Try G3, A3, or C4. Dub sirens usually work best with a few notes, not full chords. In fact, the more restrained you are here, the more authentic it tends to sound. A short phrase with space around it is much stronger than a busy melody. Now let's make it actually feel like a siren. Go to the pitch envelope in Operator and add a pitch movement. Set the amount somewhere around +7 to +12 semitones. Use a very short attack, and a decay somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds. That gives you that rising and falling alarm style gesture when you trigger a note. If you want it more aggressive and ravey, push the pitch depth a little harder and shorten the decay. If you want it more classic and dubby, keep it smoother and a bit slower. This is one of those tiny details that makes a huge difference. Without pitch movement, it's just a synth tone. With it, it suddenly becomes a siren. Next, let's add some wobble and motion. Place auto filter after operator and set it to low pass. Start with the cutoff somewhere in the mid-range, maybe around 400 Hz to 2 kHz depending on how bright the sound is. Add a moderate amount of resonance, maybe 15 to 35%. Then give the cutoff some movement. You can automate it in the clip, draw it by hand, or use an LFO-style modulation device if you're comfortable with that. The goal is not a crazy wobble, just a little instability so the sound feels alive. A small vibrato also helps a lot. If you have a modulation device available, map it to pitch and keep the rate around 4 to 7 Hz with a tiny depth. Again, subtle is the word. We want tension, not a cartoon wobble. Now comes the fun part. Crunchy sampler texture. A clean siren is fine, but for jungle and old-school drum and bass we want it to feel like it has been bounced to tape, resampled from vinyl, or mangled through a cheap old sampler. That worn-in texture is a huge part of the vibe. One easy way to do this is to resample the siren into audio. Create an audio track, set its input to resampling or route it from the siren track, then record a few hits. Once you've got audio, drag that into Sampler on a new MIDI track. Now you're not just playing a synth anymore. You're playing a sampled version of the siren, and that opens the door to some really tasty grime. In Sampler, use classic or one-shot mode depending on how you want to trigger it. If the sample needs a bit of help, turn warp on, then lower the filter slightly to dull the top end, and nudge the start point so it feels a bit chopped and sampler-like. You can also transpose it down an octave for a darker, heavier version. That alone can make it feel much more old school. Now let's dirty it up. Add saturator after the main sound. Start with around 3 to 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. That gives you harmonics and bite without completely destroying the sound. Next, add redux for that bit crushed sampler flavor. Try a bit depth around 8 to 12 bits and keep the dry slash wet fairly subtle, maybe 10 to 35%. A little redux goes a long way. If you overdo it, the sound can turn into mush, so keep listening carefully. After that, use auto filter again if needed to shape the tone. A low pass cutoff around 2 to 6 kHz with a bit of resonance can help make it feel like an old sampled FX stab instead of a pristine synth patch. If the track is dark, you can automate the cutoff slowly over 8 bars and let it open up or close down across the arrangement. Now for the dub magic. Delay. A dub siren absolutely loves echo. Set the delay time to a quarter note or dot it feel like 3/8, depending on the groove. Put feedback somewhere around 30 to 60%, and roll off some highs in the repeat so the echoes don't get harsh. Keep the dry slash wet around 15 to 35% to start. The key here is that the delay should smear into the break, not fight with it. In old school D&B, the echoes become part of the rhythm. Then add a little reverb, but keep it controlled. Something like 1.5 to 4 seconds of decay, a short pre-delay, and enough low cut to keep the sub-area clean. Dry slash wet should usually stay pretty modest, maybe 5 to 20%. Jungle mixes get muddy fast, so don't drown the sound. We want atmosphere, not fog. At the end of the chain, use utility if you need to narrow the stereo image, mono the low end, or just trim the output. That final level check is important, because crunchy sounds can get loud fast. If you want even more old school character, layer in a second sampler texture. This could be a ready vocal stab, a bit of radio noise, vinyl crackle, a broken horn hit, or even a short human voice fragment. Put that sample into simpler in one-shot mode, pitch it down a little and process it with a EQ8, saturator, redux, and maybe another auto filter. Blend it quietly under the main siren. The idea is that it adds grain and attitude, not that it takes over. Usually this layer should sit much lower in volume, just enough to make the sound feel more aged and sample-based. You'll also want to clean up the EQ. High pass the siren around 120 to 200 Hz, so it stays out of the bass area. If there's harshness, look around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it needs more presence, a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. For darker jungle, it's often better to keep the dry sound a little darker and let the delay provide the brightness. Now let's write a simple phrase. Try a two-bar pattern with short notes and a few rests. For example, in bar 1 you might use G3, a rest, G3, then A3. In bar 2, C4, a rest, A3, then G3. That kind of call-and-response phrasing feels much more like an old-school jungle tool than a full melody. A dub siren should feel like it's responding to the breaker warning that something is about to happen. In arrangement, this sound works best before a drop, in the second half of a 16-bar phrase, or at the end of a breakdown. It can act like a signal or a statement. During the breakdown, you can open the filter a bit more, increase delay feedback, and widen the image slightly. Then as the drop hits, tighten everything up, reduce reverb, shorten the delay, and make it punchy again. That contrast is what gives the section power. A very classic trick is to automate the delay feedback up over one or two bars, then cut the siren suddenly right before the drop lands. That little moment of silence can make the impact feel much bigger. It's a simple move, but it works every time. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't let the low end pile up. Don't crush it so hard with redux and saturator that all the harmonics disappear. And don't leave it static. Even tiny changes in cutoff, feedback, and level can make the sound feel much more alive. If you want to take it further, try a lower pitch range for a darker warehouse vibe, or move the notes up an octave for a more ravey siren. You can also duplicate the track and distort one copy heavily, then blend it in quietly for parallel dirt. That gives you weight without losing the original character. Another great trick is to resample the delay tail to audio, then chop it into new fills and transitions. That's very much in the spirit of jungle production. Here's a good practice exercise. Build a four-bar phrase using only G3, A3, and C4. Start with operator, resample it into simpler, add saturator, redux, auto filter, and echo, then automate filter cutoff, delay feedback, and dry slash wet. Make one version cleaner and one version dirtier. Compare them over your breakbeat loop and listen to which one feels more authentic. So to recap the formula, start with a simple synth siren, add pitch movement, shape it with filter motion, resample it for character, crunch it lightly with saturation and bit reduction, then finish it with delay, reverb, and careful arrangement. Keep it short, gritty, rhythmic, and full of movement. That's the secret to making it feel like it belongs in a proper jungle or old-school D&B session. If you've got this working, you've basically got a classic breakbeat weapon. And once you start resampling it a few times, you'll really hear that sampled from a sampled thing texture that gives the sound so much attitude. All right, let's build it and get that siren snarling over the breaks.